My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Danny, it's game week. We are 5 days away from the Commanders playing their week one game in Tampa. Let's open up the phones at 800-636-1067. Now, the question is, when you think about week one, when you think about Washington making their debut against the Bucs, what excites you most? I think the easy first answer is all things Jaden Daniels.
Of course.
So we could just tee that up, get it out of the way, and then move on. But it's got to be getting our first true look at the kid.
No kid gloves on, so to speak. I mean, it's all, you know, it's all going to be spoon-fed at this stage of a rookie's development. But yeah, I mean, this is the real football. This is the real stuff. This is the offense. This isn't what are they showing, what are they not showing. This is it. This is the real thing. The bullets are flying, so to speak. And a guy with all the talent in the world who does everything the right way all the time. It's not just for Instagram or for show. This is the person. But here it is, man. It's in your hands. Like, sorry, there's a lot of pressure, but the fate of hundreds of thousands of people's joy and happiness when it comes to this recreational activity we've all opted into, it's on you, man. Please help us.
Which isn't fair, and probably
it ain't right, but it is.
Oversimplified at an extremely dependent position, as our buddy Joe Theismann talks about on this show so frequently. Jaden Daniels is the answer, though, because you get to see how they're going to use him, how they're going to implement him. Cliff Kingsbury made it clear when he spoke to the media in the preseason that he was not going to show much of what he wanted to do in the regular year and that they didn't really open up the playbook much. So theoretically, even after seeing Daniels play multiple times, one of those games he only threw the ball 3 times, by the way, and then he didn't play in the third game, we may still have no idea really what their offense is going to look like, what their true plan is. In fact, if you go back to 2012 and Robert Griffin's debut, 12 years ago, a week from now in New Orleans, when he came out and they ran that read option for the first time, that whole offense that the Shanahan's designed, what they called their 50 series, nobody knew it was coming, and they scored 40 points. That's this week.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, who's to say that we don't see something that we're not expecting? Maybe they don't huddle a whole lot. Maybe everything is out of the spread, and it's up-tempo, and they're holding up boards on the sideline like it's college football. Like, nobody knows they're going to do. And I'm exaggerating and being funny, but I can't wait to see what it looks like. I'm also really interested to see how much is Jaden Daniels running the football. Because we all know that how good he is as a passer is what's going to determine the fate of the pick and whether or not he's going to be a championship level QB in this league. But I do think he's got a chance to be Lamar Jackson-ish if he runs a lot. Him and Anthony Richardson and Jackson, there's a short list of guys who have his game-breaking ability when he's running the football. So I will be really curious to see that part of his game, too.
100%. So some other things kind of related to Daniels. I'm excited to see Austin Eckler. Like, we've now kind of gotten to the point where we can't wait to sort of cast guys off, right? Because Eckler was everybody's darling, probably, you know, a top-5 fantasy pick for a couple straight years. And then last year, that production from him and everybody in Los Angeles, in terms of the running backs, fell off the cliff. And they were a disaster running the football. But he still caught the ball very well, still is quality out of the backfield. And that, to me, is the recipe. This is how you help a young quarterback. This is how you help an offense. It's a little cheat code. Early down, throwing the football to running backs. Even if it's not sexy, even if it's just 4.5 yards, et cetera, it's a glorified running play. But it's something else defense have to worry about. It's an effective, cheap, simple, easy way to keep the offense moving, to keep the chains moving. And he's as good as anybody has been over the last decade at doing that. I mean, he's in that Thurman Thomas mold when nobody was doing that. Him and Roger Craig back in the 90s, where no running backs were catching the ball out of the backfield, and they revolutionized the position. He's as good as there is at catching the football out of the backfield. That is awesome, and I want that.
I'll say the rest of the rookie class, not named Jaden Daniels, or at least a chunk of it. Brandon Coleman was listed as the starter at left tackle on the depth chart the team put out going into their game with the Bucs. Now, that depth chart is far from gospel, and you could even say it doesn't matter a whole lot. But that did catch my attention, and I think a lot of people's attention. Do we see him? Dan Quinn said now over a week ago he does not have to see Brandon Coleman play in the preseason to feel good enough to start him week one of the regular season sight unseen, because they saw him in practice extensively. Well, the last time he was practicing before this week when he came back, he was their best left tackle. He had supplanted Cornelius Lucas in those reps. So does he just pick up where he left off? There's a very good chance when they trot out there as a first-team offense and, you know, you get that shot from on the field where somebody holding the steady cam is like in the huddle and they break the huddle and we're seeing Jaden Daniels now from the all-11 view and they've got his stats and his LSU graphic there. Brandon Coleman might be at left tackle as the guy on the left side of the offensive line for Washington, their third-round pick. That would be a huge deal. We have not seen him in a game. We have not seen Johnny Newton in a game. What's his status? What's going on with Johnny Newton? Could he play and we'd see him for the first time? I doubt it, but it's possible. And then the guys that we know will be on the field in that rookie class, Mikey Sanra still is going to be their starter on the interior in the nickel. You know he's going to play a lot at corner as well, perhaps. I think he's sharpie, legit, good. Nothing to worry about there, but I want to watch him. I want to see Luke McCaffrey, who's going to play some at wide receiver. Maybe you slide him down the depth chart a little bit because they brought in Noah Brown with some size. And then Luke Sinnott. Ben Sinnott. Luke McCaffrey at wide receiver and Ben Sinnott at tight end.
You combine those players, that'd be pretty good.
That'd be a really nice player. But Ben Sinnott, to me, probably a second fiddle tight end until Ertz is unavailable with health, which seems like an annual staple.
Mm-hmm.
So early in the year, maybe it's a little quieter, but he had an awesome preseason. There was not a single time where he caught the ball and just quickly went to the ground. Like, he's the opposite of Ertz in that way, where he's fighting through tackles, he's taking on contact, he's got that coolie after the catch ability. I can't wait to see Ben Sinnott, whether it's against the Bucs or in the weeks to come after that. That's a fun pick.
So we roll our eyes at this because this is one of those places, talking about Washington, where the Hall of Famer past his prime, you know, gets one last payday, right? You know the names before I even say them, whether it's Bruce Smith or Deion Sanders or, you know, Jason Taylor, you know, incredible pantheon players who don't really produce here and are, you know, just getting paid past their prime over the hill. I don't think that's the case with Bobby Wagner. That's a Hall of Famer. Right now, this minute, he stops playing, he's across the threshold for what should be a Hall of Fame candidacy, right? They've got some numbers, Pro Football Reference, has him past the average of what an inside linebacker accrues for his career. He's already surpassed that with more to play. It's rare to get the privilege of seeing a Hall of Fame player who's still got something left in the tank, and we're going to see Bobby Wagner play middle linebacker for Washington. That's pretty cool.
What about coaching staff-wise? I don't think there's really any questions with demeanor or how they're going to go about their business. Coming out of the preseason, we saw a lot of that. And Dan Quinn is not a first-time head coach, so it's not like you've got a former coordinator who's doing it for the first time. Go back and watch a Falcons game. You can get a feel for how involved he'll be. In fact, we saw in the preseason when some guys were struggling that he would go right up to them and coach them up and get in their ear during the game and be a bit of a motivator, which I really, really liked. But what about coordinating? Whether it's Joe Witt Jr. on defense or on the offensive side of the ball with Cliff Kingsbury. Any questions? Anything you're excited to see there?
You already mentioned Kingsbury, I'm sure. That's a little word combo. Cliff Kingsbury. But to me, this is one of the fascinating questions. It's almost like the 1A to Daniels and everything that's concerning Jaden Daniels. But, you know, it's obviously very related. What offense is it? Is it this sort of the same deal as Arizona where, you know, you kind of know some of the tendencies and every year they start off great and then kind of get figured out by the end of October, November and kind of swoon? Or are there new wrinkles? Or has he kind of reinvented himself? Did he behave a certain way because of who his quarterback was? Does that change with Jaden Daniels? Those looks and what they can do to outthink and try to make things easier for Daniels and really this offense by transitivity would be a welcome departure from what we've seen the last couple of years. Predictable thumping via Scott Turner at the behest of Ron Rivera, or drop back and throw it 77 times via Eric Bieniemy. I don't know the answer to that. I think that's one of the big variables. So I'm obviously excited there in terms of Kingsbury. But in terms of of Joe Witt and really Dan Quinn kind of by extension, the secondary, they take unknown players and have them lead the league in interceptions. That they've done that multiple straight years there in Dallas, and Dan Quinn cut his teeth with the Legion of Boom there in Seattle. So if you're a member of the secondary, you cannot get a better situation than you've got right now. Now, you may be, you know, prove that you can't do it, and they'll supersede you, and they'll go grab somebody else over the next couple of seasons. But right now, when they're not in a hurry, a lot of holdovers from last year, if you are a member of the secondary, this is your best shot to be good and be competitive and stick in the league.
There's some other guys for me we haven't mentioned. Frankie Louvu, whose style of play I think is infectious. Can't wait to see his physicality and the way he played in Carolina in burgundy and gold. On the offensive side of the ball, is this finally the year De'Ami Brown carries over a big preseason? And Brian Robinson has a chance, you would think, to have a pretty strong season. They're going to run it a lot more than they did with Eric Bieniemy. There's been a lot of chirping from him about usage last year and the style of play offensively and why he'll be a lot better with this group. Well, now you got to go prove it.
Mm-hmm.
You could talk all offseason, but now you got to go out there and not average 4 yards a carry and kind of prove that you were being held back, which hopefully we'll get our first glimpse of seeing him do that in week 1 against the Bucks.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.